I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The U.S. embargo against Cuba is still in place, but Cuban Americans wishing to travel to Cuba or send money to relatives there can now do so more easily. The Obama administration eased restrictions for travel and remittances yesterday. So how has this news of the easing of restrictions been received in Cuba? Well, the BBC's Michael Voss is in Havana. And Michael, what's been the reaction?
Well, Marco, I think at two levels. On the street, I think it's been widely welcomed. It's been extended as to who can come to Cuba. In the past, under the Bush administration rules, you could only come and visit direct relatives, your parents or a brother or sister. Now you could come and see an aunt or a cousin. So Cuban Americans who don't have their parents or their brothers and sisters alive or living here will be coming back for the first time in many, many years, a lot of them. That's a very popular move. The remittances, as you say, they can now send money home, and the amount that can be sent home has been increased. And remember, this is a country where the average salary is about $20 a month, so these remittances are going to be an economic lifeline for a lot of people. However, overnight there was another of the editorials written by the former leader, the veteran revolutionary Fidel Castro. His headline is, well, you know, Obama, he didn't say anything about the trade embargo. And it's quite a critical piece.
I mean, the Castros have dropped various hints. Both Raul and Fidel have dropped various hints since Obama was sworn in, and that they are prepared to work to reopen some kind of dialogue with the U.S. It does seem a little bizarre that Fidel Castro would write this pretty harsh editorial.
I mean, I think at one level the Cubans are responsive to overtures from the United States. I think that's becoming increasingly clear. However, you know, they will still make their position that, you know, if you really want to normalize relations, you've got to lift the trade embargo. From the other side, you've got the Obama administration maintaining the position that the embargo is a sort of lever, if you like. It may not have worked for the last 50 years, but to lift it, it needs some sort of progress on democracy and on human rights, particularly the question of political prisoners. And these are the sorts of difficult issues that the two sides are going to have to face if they're going to sort of start having a dialogue.
As far as remittance rules go, how is that going to show up on the streets of Havana, like, you know, dollar checks suddenly arriving there? I mean, does anybody suspect that this might lead back to a dual currency economy with both pesos and dollars being accepted in Cuba?
It will give more spending power. It will allow people to buy mobile phones, possibly, you know, have a slightly better standard of living. But in terms of kickstarting the economy, I don't think we're going to see that at all.
How receptive has the Castro government been to the idea that restrictions on telecom companies doing business in Cuba, U.S. telecom companies, will be lifted as well? Is that kind of anathema to them to have, you know, U.S. companies suddenly on their turf?
It's a difficult one. This part of it's about satellite television, and it's legal to have satellite dishes, so you could get relatives in Miami could pay for cable satellite cable channels for relatives over here, but it's still slightly illegal. I think the really interesting one here is, does this telecommunications move also include the internet? Because the Cubans claim that the trade embargo has not allowed them to access the big undersea fiber optic cables that pass near the coast here, and so they can't access the World Wide Web. All internet in Cuba is by satellite. It's expensive, and it's slow, and it's very limited bandwidth. And the Cubans use this as the reason why people are not allowed to have internet at home, they say, because there isn't enough bandwidth to go round. If this move from Washington were to allow the Cubans to plug into these fiber optic cables, that really could have an impact here.
The BBC's Michael Voss in Havana. Thank you for the update.
Thank you.